This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Oh, you know who that guy is. That's that famous Rolling Stones kind of guy. But why in the world would I pick a song called Start Me Up? Well, because I have Fred Jury here in the studio now for the next half hour with West Florida Vacuums. And typically with vacuums, the issue is start me up. Let's get this guy going and get me motivated to clean my house and vacuum plus the mechanics of it all. He's our expert this morning. Welcome, Fred. So glad to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Meg. I appreciate being here.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about West Florida Vacuums and who you are and your business, because this is, what, the second or third time you've been on the show now? Second time, yeah.
Meg, we opened our doors on July the 8th in downtown Pensacola after I had discovered that there was no vacuum cleaner shop in the Pensacola market.
Wow.
Either Escambia or Santa Rosa County.
Well, we definitely need you here. No question about that.
We have had many people already that have expressed their appreciation that there's a shop that'll repair a vacuum cleaner here in this market.
Well, that is so good. So how do we find you and what do we do? How do we go about getting in touch with you if we've got a vacuum cleaner we want you to have to take a look at?
Easiest way is to call 448-994-0195. Or text that same number.
Okay.
You can also find us on the internet, West Florida Vacuums, plural with an S, .com.
Okay, so there's so many things that I wanted to ask you about, but and I guess the history of you being here, it's been a short time, but you've already had some folks that were listening to our show that came in, which is pretty exciting to hear.
Correct.
So tell us a little bit about some of the issues that you've heard of so far. Since you've been in Pensacola, what are some of the vacuum cleaner questions that have come your way?
Well, we've already removed several socks from vacuum cleaner hoses, which is a pretty common occurrence. And we had a lady who got a hold of me from your show recently that had purchased a good quality vacuum cleaner in Mobile, Alabama. They happen to be one of the bigger vacuum cleaner shops in the United States.
Huh.
And she bought a brand that we sell. She was having a very difficult time keeping the vacuum cleaner running. And she thought she had a warranty issue. So she was really didn't want to have to drive all the way back to Mobile to get it addressed. She heard me on the radio last month and gave me a call. And I checked with the manufacturer, who we also represent, and they said that as long as she had a receipt, I could handle a warranty claim for her. So she made arrangements, she came in, and as it turns out, she really didn't have a warranty claim. She was simply running the vacuum cleaner constantly in the highest operating setting, which drained the battery very quickly. So she, instead of being able to vacuum for 50 minutes, she was only able to vacuum for 10. And we were able to show her how to change that setting, and she's now a very happy camper with her purchase.
I love that. And you saved her a good bit of money, too, no doubt.
Yeah, money and time. I mean,
absolutely.
I really don't want to drive to Mobile if I don't have to run an errand.
Right. And typically when you have a decent vacuum, if you make the investment in buying a good vacuum cleaner, a lot of us are, as I would like to say, possibly vacuum cleaner repair ignorant. I mean, we had so many different versions with the big bags. I grew up with those vacuum cleaners, and now you have the ones that just have the sort of plastic latch-on containers. You have so many different things. But when mine breaks, we're kind of a disposable society. We have a tendency just to go, oh, well, and buy a new one. But that's really not a good idea because 9 times out of 10, it's probably something that's fixable that could save you a lot of money.
You're completely right. Unfortunately, especially among the younger members of our society, disposability has become the norm. And if you research things before you make a purchase, you can buy a vacuum cleaner today that I can almost guarantee with absolutely minimal maintenance will last you 3 or 4 decades.
Wow. I thought you were going to say years. Decades?
Yep.
Wow.
It's not the latest, snazziest, most interesting technology. Mm-hmm. It involves a cord and an electrical outlet and a bag.
Mm-hmm.
But there are several American-assembled vacuum cleaners that will last you for pretty much your entire life.
Wow, okay. So one of the things that's been sort of interesting, which is the new technology, of course, you mentioned having the cord and being able to plug it in. But we've all gotten kind of hooked on this idea of battery-operated mechanisms in our homes. Talk a little bit about that in terms of the batteries and how that's affected.
Meg, historically, I have not been a very big fan of battery-powered vacuum cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
The batteries failed relatively frequently, like 2 to 3 years,
uh-huh.
And they were pretty expensive to replace. So if you were going to own the vacuum cleaner for 30 years, you were going to spend several thousand additional dollars beyond the purchase price replacing the battery.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, every 24, 30, 36 months.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that has changed radically.
Really?
In the last 15 months.
Oh, okay.
I was a huge fan of plugging the vacuum cleaner into the wall, but my opinion has changed. We now have tested batteries that will go anywhere from 250 to 400 cycles.
Wow.
Before the battery refuses to be recharged again.
Wow.
So if you're cleaning your house once a week, you're going to get 5 to 8 years out of the initial battery.
So things have gotten better in the battery department.
Much, much better.
Interesting.
Now, those happen to be vacuum cleaners that we sell in our shop. The price ranges from $209 to $363. So they're below what you're going to find at most of the mass merchants in terms of product costs.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep in stock the replacement batteries, so you don't have to go online searching for a new battery for your machine. And if you want to double your runtime, if for some reason you need to vacuum more than 40 or 50 minutes at a time, you can buy a second battery, and you can have fun vacuuming for 2 hours.
Wow, okay, that's good advice. So when you mentioned, you just were mentioning about manufactured merchants, merchandise and that kind of thing. What did you mean by that?
Oh, the mass merchants?
Yes, mass merchants, that's the phrase.
The about the only place you can buy a battery in Escambia or Santa Rosa County is at a mass merchant. Mm-hmm. Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart, Target, and probably Best Buy.
Okay.
Be the best known. And I promise you that if you go in one of those stores, the only thing the clerk is going to be able to tell you about that vacuum cleaner is the color.
Mm, okay.
They are going to know absolutely nothing about that machine.
Mm-hmm.
So I really recommend you spend a little time, research the subject, and come and talk to people who know something about vacuum cleaners before you spend your hard-earned money. I think we can save you a substantial amount of money down the road. The mass merchants are kind of in bed with selected manufacturers that are very large in the vacuum cleaner industry. And those manufacturers have figured out that if they don't make the parts available to repair your vacuum cleaner, they're going to sell a lot more vacuum cleaners and you're going to spend a lot more money.
Right.
Which is kind of how society has started to operate.
Mm-hmm.
Deeply regret that. Their machines are going to run $300 to $600 on average, maybe even a little more. And you're not going to get a particularly good value for your money if you can't keep the thing running more than 36 months.
Right. That's right.
You know, this is about longevity. This is about value for your money and not having a bunch of headaches in your life.
Well, I love talking to you, Fred, because I'm learning so much about vacuum cleaners and the importance of maintaining them. We just had a car show on here and talking about the maintenance and preventive maintenance for cars, and you can do the same thing with your vacuum cleaner so that you get the full life out of it that you're talking about. So if you have a question, maybe you've got something going on with your vacuum cleaner, our expert is here on Pep Talk right now for you at 850-437-1620. So you were talking about battery operated and also cordless, and you were saying that you do have a brand that you recommend from cordless, correct, that you all sell in your shop?
We sell two brands in our shop. One is called Simplicity and one is called Recar. Many of the Recar machines are assembled in America, which I happen to like.
Mm-hmm.
The Simplicity machines are overseas and some of the Recar machines are overseas. The Recar machines are outstanding machines. They're a little more expensive, but the Simplicity line has some new technology, including the battery, and a couple of other highly engineered features that make it extremely easy to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not expensive at all. That's the $209 vacuum that I mentioned earlier.
Well, I am intrigued by this topic because obviously every one of us, at some point, you have to have a vacuum. This is something that's common to us all. And so one of the things I was laughing about when I saw cordless, I grew up with cord vacuum cleaners. And I can remember vacuuming in my house in the living room, and then the cord would get wrapped around the dining room table, and then I'd have to crawl underneath the dining room table to get it on. I mean, it used to be such a chore. And honestly, with these newer machines like you're talking about, they've made it lighter and simpler and cordless.
Yep. They are much more convenient than they used to be, for sure. And with the improvements in the battery technology, clearly the industry is going to trend away from corded vacuum cleaners. I think you need to keep one thing real important in mind. If you have an elderly parent, or if you're older yourself, you can trip on the cord of a vacuum cleaner. And none of us need to find ourselves on the floor with a broken hip.
No.
So I would not purchase a corded vacuum cleaner if I was older.
That's probably a very wise suggestion. I don't know if you necessarily have to be older either. Quite frankly, it's very easy to get tangled up in them, for sure.
I'm kind of a klutz, so I understand what you're talking about.
I get it. This is Pep Talk. We're talking with Fred Jury, who is with West Florida Vacuums here in Pensacola, which is very convenient for all of us. Okay, one of our listeners just texted in, and this is kind of a loaded question, but can you talk about attachments? Why is it that I seem to break them all the time and they never seem to fit right? And I guess he or she is talking about the extra brooms and the different things that you can put on the end of your vacuum.
The dust brush,
right?
Things like that.
Yeah, and probably the other part of that question for me would be, once those are broken, where do you go to get a replacement?
Well,
so there's a couple of parts of this question.
The attachments are not particularly complex, so I doubt that they break that often. You might have a few of the bristles fall off of the brush.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as not fitting correctly, I would suggest that you probably should wipe out the interior part of the attachment. You might have some dirt, dust, maybe a little in there that is preventing it from sliding on easily.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Cleanliness is not common to vacuum cleaners.
No, that's very true.
Especially if you happen to vacuum out your litter box.
Oh.
I really don't recommend that.
Oh, that's interesting, because I know a lot of people do that.
Well, let's just say some of the less desirable material.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
Tends to get caught in places in the vacuum cleaner that are not helpful.
That's interesting. And then I got another question along those lines. The brush on my vacuum cleaner always seems to get stuck with hair and other debris. What's the best way to clean that? I guess that'd be, I don't know, everyone has their own technique, I suppose.
I believe this listener is talking about the roller brush that stimulates the carpet to bring the dirt out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy to clean most roller brushes. You normally have to take the head of the vacuum cleaner apart to get the brush off. That's one of the technological improvements that I mentioned when I talked about the Simplicity vacuum, and the Recar vacuum happens to have the same feature. They have now re-engineered the roller brushes so that you push a plastic button on the head of the vacuum cleaner, and the roller brush releases and slides out.
Oh, wow. That would be great.
You don't need a screwdriver. You don't need a strong wrist. You don't need anything. They literally just pop out.
Wow.
So when you get clogged up with pet hair, human hair, whatever, string, it's incredibly easy now just to take a scissors and snip that stuff off and pull it off with your fingers. Mm-hmm. You can probably do it in as little as 3 or 4 minutes as opposed to 45 minutes to an hour when you had to take the entire vacuum head apart and put it all back together again.
Oh, wow.
That is a feature that is really worth taking a look at.
And what are those brands, again, that have that?
Ricar, R-I-C-C-A-R, and Simplicity.
Okay, and you have those available at your shop?
I do.
And where are you located?
24 North Tarragona Street, downtown Pensacola.
Perfect.
It's a red building. It's a multi-tenant building. So when you get there, you will have to either call us, text us, or walk in the front door and ask for directions to our space.
Okay. And so what are the hours? When are you open and available?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 10 to 3.
Okay.
Saturday, 10 to 1.
Perfect.
I used to be there till 3, but nobody's been coming in after lunch on Saturday, Meg.
So. Well, and then we've got football season starting, too, so that'll probably change up a little bit. But I like the fact that you are open on Saturdays for folks that work.
Correct.
That's very helpful. Okay, got another question from a listener. Do you carry any backpack vacuum cleaners? Well, that's interesting. I'm not familiar with that. What are they talking about, backpack vacuum cleaners?
I have one. A backpack machine has shoulder straps, and you put it like a knapsack over the back of your shoulders.
Like the guys you see with the blowers out in the yard?
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of thing?
Okay. They're typically used by commercial cleaners. People that clean offices at night and houses during the day will like the backpack because it's much less cumbersome.
Right.
Especially than a canister machine that you have to pull around by the hose all the time.
And if you have pets, that can be a problem sometimes too.
Yeah.
No, that might be very convenient. So you said you do have those available, or?
I have one in stock.
Wow. Okay. So you can check that out at West Florida Vacuums right there on Tarragona Street and possibly take care of an issue if you have, especially if you have pets, it might be better to use a backpack. That sounds like a very convenient way to take care of it.
Well, pet hair on things like couches and furniture and the carpeting usually requires a special head to clean it effectively.
Oh. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they make, almost every manufacturer offers a pet hair attachment.
Huh.
And some of our machines come with them. Some of them you have to buy it as an additional purchase item.
It'd be worth it.
But those really do a pretty good job.
Huh, that's interesting. We're talking with Fred Jury with West Florida Vacuums. Clearly, he is an expert here on the Pep Talk expert panel. Got another question that came in from a listener. Is that Simplicity the same company that makes machines?
Correct.
Ah, okay.
The parent corporation is called Taconi Corporation, T-A-C-O-N-Y. They're located in the state of Missouri. They do have vacuum cleaner products and sewing machine products.
Interesting. Well, that was a long history, too, I would imagine, with the sewing machines as well.
Yeah. 2 weeks from yesterday, I will be visiting Taconi and taking a tour of their American factory.
Oh, how fun. That'll be very interesting because they've been there a long time.
I'm looking forward to it. I previously have toured factories of companies whose products I sold. And let me tell you, if you want to learn a lot about their product, a factory tour will really bring you up to speed. And this is my first tour at Taconi, Simplicity, and Ricar. They don't make Simplicity in this country. They make Ricar in this country. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I hope to post quite a few photos on our website when I get back.
Excellent. Okay. And we'll have to get the full report then when you come back next month.
Yeah, I'll be here next month, as a matter of fact.
Good. That'll be great. Okay, one more, another question. We've got a little, we're starting to run out of time here. 850-437-1620. This is a good one. I have a vacuum extension that I use for my ceiling fans and other things. How do I clean that? The inside. It's like a pipe, I guess, the pipe attachment. Right. How do you clean that?
Well,
it's a toughie.
Most of those extensions collapse.
Oh.
You can take them from 6 or 8 feet down to 3 or 4 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And we have at our shop a special tool that will go up inside those, because frequently that's where things get stuck.
Right, that makes sense.
That's where the machine gets clogged up. So we have a way to unclog those. I don't have a way to really clean the inside of those.
Mm-hmm.
You would probably have to get a smaller diameter stick.
Or brush of some kind, maybe.
Right, and somehow attach a piece of cloth to it, maybe spray it with a little end dust or some other dusting product, and do it that way.
That makes
sense.
Don't
get many requests to clean the inside of extensions.
This sounds like a listener that's determined to keep their vacuum for a long time.
Yeah, this does sound like that.
And we did get another listener said that we used to have a Simplicity and it was a good vacuum. So just a little endorsement there from one of our listeners.
I appreciate that. They are nice machines.
Anything you want to touch on, Fred? We've got just a couple of minutes left here.
Only that the changes in vacuum technology have been very meaningful, and I have one caution for your listeners. The robot vacuum cleaners, virtually without exception, are very problematic.
You're talking about those. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I had a guy in the other day spent $800 on a robot vacuum cleaner.
Oh, my goodness.
He thought it was the best thing since sliced bread because it was so high tech.
Right.
Well, let me tell you, 2 months later, when that vacuum cleaner quit working, he wasn't nearly as pleased.
Probably not.
Especially when I had to explain to him that the problem was a circuit board on the inside of the machine and could not be repaired.
Wow. Okay.
He was not happy at all.
Okay. Well, we're just about out of time, so if you can give us your address and how we can get in touch with you in case somebody wants to stop by.
24 North Tarragona Street. It's one block north of Garden Street in downtown Pensacola. Phone number 448-994-0195.
All right.
Website, West Florida Vacuums, plural. com.
Okay, it's been a pleasure, Fred. Fred Jury is the owner of West Florida Vacuums. Time to check out your vacuum and maybe even take it in. They can take a look, or maybe it's time to get a new one. But we appreciate you being on Pep Talk today.
Thank you, Meg.
Thank you, sir.